long and healthy life.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. We have a very interesting show today. I'm going to start out with David Morgan. I'm going to open this up with a question that was brought out by a listener by the name of James. And James said, it would appear that gold and silver are addicted to quantitative easing. What are your thoughts? I find that to be a very, very interesting question. And that's what David and I are going to start chatting about. David, what do you think about that?
Well, before the show, we discussed that slightly, and you said we're going to broaden it to gold and silver addicted to quantitative easing. And I have to say, certainly it appears that way. And just to backtrack, the silver market had moved up fairly strongly up to the, I forget where it started, but the $18 level or something, all the way up to like 26. And it was kind of stalling out. And then QE2 was announced. And from that point on, silver took off like a rocket ship. It basically almost doubled.
Mm-hmm.
It went from the 26 area all the way up to 48, as you know. And so obviously silver reacted strongly to QE2 announcement, and gold did as well. I think this non-commitment of the Fed to say that QE3 is not necessary, and I add the word yet, certainly has stalled the metals out here, but there's already been some stagnation in the price of the metals and the enthusiasm in the metals and the volume in the metals. So there's metals without the, we're not going to take any action yet on the next quantitative easing, whatever they call it, and they probably will not call it QE3, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just adding a little bit more downside pressure, but I don't think it's substantial. And I'm going to go back and go ahead.
Well, you know, with the bond market that's good right now in terms of, you know, from the government, I would maintain that quantitative easing has never stopped. All you have to do is look what's going on in the sale of bonds. And, you know, what a great way to put more money in the system. And isn't that what quantitative easing is all about?
The operation, you said basically what I was going to say, right. Operation Twist is a way to flood liquidity into the system by buying the long end, which the Fed's been doing. Obviously, they changed the name from quantitative easing to a nice name, Twist and Shout. But yeah, their monetary policy is pretty much consistent, and that is to flood the markets with liquidity, and the liquidity is sitting in the banks for the most part, not being loaned out for businesses or real estate very much. It's pretty tough to see that money coming into the private sector, although a little bit is. But it doesn't stop the fact that there's a lot of liquidity out there. When the markets decide to start moving basis the monetary phenomena, in other words, when things start to go where people say, you know what, I've had it, prices keep going up, even though they tell me inflation is low, I'd rather spend this dollar than save it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't require a QE2 or QE3 or QE anything.
Nope.
It's a monetary phenomenon, not a monetary policy. So that potential could happen at any time. So that is when the metals would probably really dig in and start rocketing up again.
Well, here's another interesting comment from James. He said, you know, I find it really interesting, or bizarre, I guess was his exact word, how equities always react to news about quantitative easing. Now, he uses an example, what happened last Tuesday when the Fed implied that quantitative easing is no longer needed. This is supposed to be good news because the economy is perhaps strong enough and gaining traction to support itself. Well, how did the equities market react to that? Well, there was a sell-off. And I find that to be interesting because, in my humble opinion, I would have to believe, Dave, that the astute investor right now realizes just how, you know, false the statement that quantitative easing really isn't necessary is.
I agree.
Yeah. I think we're going to see some interesting things happen between now and the election in November because, you know, the administration is going to do everything in their power to stay in power. We'll play on words there. And I think we're going to see more and more and more good news that really is based on absolutely nothing about the economy. And, you know, you mentioned earlier when we were chatting that you felt that we may see silver go down to, you know, a bit under 31 and gold go down to a bit under 1600. I think that the only reason that that would happen is if the Fed, if the government, not the Fed, if the government keeps coming out and flooding the day-to-day media with this supposed great news, of course you're going to see a drop there. But you know what? The average person isn't that stupid, and I think that is going to be very short-lived. And I think a lot of those headlines are going to be taken with a grain of salt, Dave.
Yeah, I agree. I think the markets are smarter than probably the powers that be give them credit for. And also, as you say, I think there's a lot of people that do have cash that are waiting for the right opportunity. And I think, you know, long term, if you can buy silver under 30 or 31, probably gold under 1600 and those levels, you don't have to wait for those exact prices. You're going to do well over the next, you know, several years.
What are you telling your people to do right now at this point, Dave?
Well, I'm telling them that the best place to buy is actually in the equities. They're so undervalued relative to the bullion. But don't get in a hurry. Make sure you have buying power to go from right now to probably September. I really don't see us coming into full strength in the metals until the fourth quarter of this year. I think we're going to have a pretty weak summer. I'm looking for a low in June right now based on my work.
Yeah. Low in June and then what kind of a slow rebound. You know, a lot of our listeners feel the same way that they think that we're going to be in a bit of a wait and see mode. People are asking my opinion on that, and I'm saying, you know, I think you have to take certainly a defensive posture. Whether or not you agree that the resource sector, the stocks in the resource sector are going to go up, whether or not you think that in the future gold and silver is going to appreciate, which I personally do, I think you have to take a bit of a defensive posture right now. That's not to say that to stay out of equities, though, because I think there are some pretty good buys out there. What does David Morgan say?
Well, absolutely. They're as undervalued as they've been, I think, since I've been looking at these markets for over three decades.
Yep.
So certainly it's a screaming buy, but again, that doesn't mean they can't go even lower and be an even better buy. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah. Any particular ideas that you have for people?
Well, you know, I get paid for doing this research. We've got a company right now that we're going to put out as a bonus to our members only.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company that's got some very high grade. Let's see, back in, 1980, the company decided to go public after discovery of 250 million high-grade silver vein. 400 tons were extracted and shipped to the smelter for processing, resulting in 100 ounce per ton silver, 32.7% lead, and 6% zinc. So this is obviously high grade. We're going to put this out in our speculative category, but it's one we like a lot. Followed this one for a long time. But it's finally got the right management. We're ready to pull the trigger on it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that because I want you folks to know I do read everything that David puts out. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Listen, if you guys want to get more information on what David does, I'm sure most of you probably are already followers of his service. But if you want to take a real hard look at it, we have a banner, and we've had a banner on the front page of our site for quite some time right now, talking about the silver investor. All you have to do is click on that banner, and you can get all the information you want. In closing, I guess, David, I would just like to say that I think you and I are both coming from the same spot. Now is a good time to do some cherry picking, but your horizon better be a little longer than 3 or 4 or 5 months. Am I right?
Exactly.
There you go. All right. Check out thesilverinvestor.com. It's a great site. David and I have been friends for a long time. We get him on the show whenever we can because his opinion and in my opinion is very valid. Let me wrap up by asking David a question. Where are your in-person appearances going to be over the next 3 or 4 months, David?
Oh, well, I'm going to be in Kelowna, Canada, on the 20th and 21st of April.
Mm-hmm.
I will be incognito at the Kentucky Derby.
There you go.
I will be in Hong Kong in June. I think it's 21st and 22nd of June. And I probably missed one in between there. But, I'm going to be at the Las Vegas Money Show. I think it's the third week of May as well.
If you guys are in any of those areas, be sure to look David up. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back with you in the second segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Have a very, very interesting guest right now, someone who has not been on the program before. I was actually introduced to Pat and Linda Gorman by my colleague Roger Wiegand. Pat and Linda do an investment conference in Tempe, Arizona every year, and it's coming up later on this month. And I wanted to chat with Linda about it a little bit, because I think for those of you who are in the area, it's something that you really, really may want to consider going to. You know, Trader Raj and I had lunch yesterday, and we were talking about the conference, and I know he's going to be speaking. Jay Taylor is going to be speaking. Ian McAvety will be speaking. Arch Crawford, you know, and the list kind of goes on and on. It's a two-day conference, and I have to say that given the price of admission, which is not very much, I think you're talking $200, and that includes some meals and a really, really first-rate slate of guests. I think it's anyone is in the area, I think they really, really ought to consider going to this thing. Linda, number one, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Al. I appreciate being with you today.
Sure.
Yes, the conference is, I think it's the best anywhere, and our speakers have told us that many times, as well as our clients. You know, they said they have never found anything at anywhere close to this price.
Yeah,
you know, for the quality that we put on.
Sure. Now, basically, the forum is hard assets. I mean, when you look at Jay and Ian and Roger and the rest of them, we're mm-hmm. talking people who have been in the hard asset industry for basically their entire careers. And, you know, they've evolved to the point where they are really acknowledged experts in the industry, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are the top minds in the investment arena, and they've proven themselves year after year. Every single year, we've had people that come up to us and they shake our hand and they say, "We are so glad you're doing this again, because not only have we kept the money that we had, but we've actually made some money by listening to the advice from some of these experts you bring in."
Yeah.
And they've done a phenomenal job. We wouldn't invite them back if they weren't treating our people right, you know. And the thing that we do too is not a sales pitch. This is education.
Right. Well, that was one thing I wanted to bring up. You know, most of the conferences, and I speak at probably a dozen of these a year, and they're all great conferences, but mm-hmm. the majority of them are really kind of, there are two aspects. Number one, you have speakers. But number two, you have companies that exhibit at these particular conferences, and the companies basically provide an opportunity to attendees to get to know their management, to get to know what they're doing, etc. What you guys do, though, is you simply focus on one speaker at a time, and that allows the attendees to really get to know people like Jay and Eve, Ian and the rest of my friends.
Oh, they're awesome. The forum that we put on, it starts on Friday afternoon, mm-hmm. and we have two speakers. Well, right away, there's Sinclair No, and Mr. No has been doing radio for probably 25 years. I think mm-hmm. he started about the same time as my husband, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
He's our master of ceremonies, mm-hmm. and he's the host of Financial Review on KFNN, you know, which is a financial news network, and he also is an author of a few books. Eat the Bankers, which is the case against usury, is one of them.
Yep.
We have Jim Lyles, you know, who is also an author and a commodity broker, you know, and he writes a newsletter as well. Janice Dorn, who is the trading doctor, and she's done a book called The Personal Responsibility, The Power of You.
I know, yeah. Dr. Dorn pretty well, yeah.
Oh, she's a sweet gal.
Yeah.
And we have Bob Chapman, which a huge amount of people are familiar with, from the International Forecaster. Jay Taylor, I don't think they get a whole lot better than him.
Mm-hmm.
His golden technology stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger Wiegand, who we think the world of. He's just a fantastic guy. And, you know, he's going to doing his Let's Trade, his class before ours.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be speaking. Each one of these speakers, and there's a lot more. We have someone from the Ayn Rand Institute as well, Don Watkins.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Arch Crawford's going to be there, as is Ian.
Arch Crawford, absolutely. Ian McAvety, they've come every year for mm-hmm. many years.
Mm-hmm.
And they each speak for a good hour. And then after the whole conference is done, and, you know, Friday night is a wine and cheese reception, too, for if you wanted to either go have some dinner yourself or stay with us and rub elbows with some of your favorite economic gurus, then you can certainly do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday we start right away at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we'll break for a one-hour lunch. We feed you lunch, and it's a really nice one, you know, just all kinds
sure.
of good, healthy stuff. We're seated. One thing that we do, too, is we seat you at nice big round tables where you can put your elbows up and, you know, have your cup of coffee or tea or water or whatever. Spread out your papers. You're not balancing a notebook on your knees and you know.
Right.
So we want it to be very comfortable, because I think you absorb this information a lot better, you know, when you can sit there in comfort. And you'll have an opportunity to ask questions of the speakers, too. And then after the whole conference is done, with each individual speaker, we pull them all up front for a round table.
Sure.
Where we can ask a lot of questions. And there's so much information that comes out of these conferences. We also will offer the CDs after the conference is done. You know, so you'd have the entire conference on CD if you weren't able to make it to the conference. Because we're getting down to the wire now. It's only a couple weeks away.
Right.
If you can possibly come, that would be what you should do, because there's just nothing like being there in person. But, you know, if people want to get hold of us to find more information on it, because this is way too much for just a short spot.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do to make it real easy. We'll put the banner up on our website, and that will certainly give listeners a way to, you know, get more information. Now, you guys have been doing this. You and your husband have been doing this for, what, 15, 16 years now?
Yeah, this is our 15th year.
Yeah, wow. So from what I understand, is it has grown exponentially since you guys started.
Oh, it has. I think we started out, well, for one thing, we have more speakers this year than ever.
Uh-huh.
And it's $229 for the 2 days. But if you're signing up two or more people at the same time, we can do it for $200. And I'll tell you, this is a giveaway at this price.
Well, it strikes me as being a really good deal.
Really,
Linda, tell me, now you guys, you and Pat, your husband, have been involved in the industry for quite some time, certainly before the conference started, and I know that Pat has done a weekly radio show in the Phoenix area for quite some time now. You guys are basically involved in hard assets. I understand it, your primary avenue is coins, but you also provide an avenue for people to buy bullion, silver, and gold.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We deal in anything that's gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, coins or bullion.
Okay.
And everything is physical delivery. And we also deal with a lot of IRAs, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you need help with that. And we, you know, our motto has always been education before acquisition.
Exactly.
And we want to make sure you know what you're getting, why you're getting it,
right,
and you're happy with it.
Sure.
You know, we want you to be happy with us, you know, many years from now.
I totally understand. I've been getting your newsletter now for probably 4 or 5 years. I met your husband when I was speaking at a conference in Phoenix, put on by Cambridge House a number of years ago. And you guys are good people, and I'm going to do everything I can to support you. Linda Gorman, thank you so much.
Thank
Listen,
you.
Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm Al Corlin. I'm going to change subject a little bit right now, and we normally talk primarily about finance on this particular program, but we're going to devote a couple of segments here to something that I think is incredibly important for our country, and that's education. I have a gentleman on the line with me, Dr. Creek Bulak. He has published a book entitled Breeding a Culture of High-Performance Schools. That book is available on Amazon, among other places. Retired school superintendent, spent 30 years in education, and he's not real happy with what's going on in public education right now, as, quite frankly, neither is Big Al. Cleet, let's start off with you. Where do we need to go with education to improve our country?
Well, the current situation is low test scores, and everybody's focused on test scores, which is the wrong emphasis. If you want to improve test scores, you've got to look at what causes test scores to be high or low.
Right.
And currently, we've got about 50% of the kids in our schools who are unmotivated, who are discipline problems, creating a lot of problems for teachers and teacher stress, absenteeism, poor morale, bad school culture and climate, all of those things impact test scores. So
yeah.
If you're going to improve test scores, you've got to focus on those things. And the primary focus, in my opinion, should be student discipline.
I agree 100%. When our kids were going to school, came time to make a decision as to where they were going to go to high school, and my youngest daughter wanted to go to Jesuit High School in Portland, Oregon, which was across the river from where we lived. We went to the open house. It was not an easy decision for us, either positive or negative, for her to go to school there. Went to the open house. I was very impressed when the dean of students there, a Jesuit priest by the name of Father Bill Hayes, looked at his entire audience and said, before any questions were answered or anything, he looked at the audience and he said, here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We are a college preparatory school. We are not a public school. I'm not making any comments on the public schools. All I'm saying is, if your kids mess up while they're here, they're gone. We do not have time for that. I don't see that in the public schools, Cleet.
No, they have to take everybody that comes. The other thing is, you talk about parochial schools, there's a strong parent support there.
Yeah.
And one of the problems with public schools is they have not found a way to involve parents in a positive way. So phase four in my book is a character ed program that involves parents. Because if you're going to change the behavior of kids, you've got to change the behavior of parents.
Yeah.
And that's described in chapter five of the book. Involving parents is a crucial part of creating a high-performing school.
Yep.
The most important part of creating a high-performing school is changing the behavior of students in public schools. That's the most important part. Now, how do you do that? That is something that is so simple to do, I couldn't believe it when I finally thought about it. I'll ask you a question, and I'm sure you know how this works. If a kid misbehaves in a public school, whose responsibility is it to correct that kid?
Theoretically or practically?
Both.
Well, I mean, it's a responsibility in the school of the teacher to correct that child, and it's a responsibility of the parent, assuming that the teacher is correct, to support the teacher, in my opinion.
That is absolutely correct. So every time a kid misbehaves, learning stops.
That's right.
All eyes are focused on the teacher to see what the teacher's going to do to stop the misbehavior. So you lose basically 2 to 3 minutes of learning every time a kid misbehaves. Well, in some cases, teachers have to stop teaching 30 times in each class.
That's right.
So you've got effectively maybe 10 or 15 minutes of effective instruction.
Yeah.
In total, over a 180 school year, you lose 30 to 50 days of instruction because of student misbehavior. Because teachers have to stop teaching to correct kids. Now, what if you could reduce that 75%? And I have found a way to do that. I have 30 teachers in their classrooms implement my process. I have 4 schools in Indiana implement it. And the 4 schools in Indiana were 3 elementary schools with 400 students each and a middle school with 750 students. So we're talking basically 2,000 kids. Take a guess on how many times I said, I want you to count how many times you got to correct kids for a week, one solid week. I want you to count how many times you got to stop and correct kids. This is a rural district, basically Caucasian. They had to stop teaching 4,000 times to correct these kids. At the end of 1 week, I says, now go to the kids, and I want you to tell them, hey, guys, we're spending too much time correcting you. Tell you what, how about helping us out? If you see somebody that's not doing what they're supposed to do, kind of nudge them or tell them, hey, stop that. Or, you know, if they don't have a book, ask them where their book is. Get them one. If they don't have a pencil, give them one. If they haven't done their homework, help them. We want you guys to work together to help each other so we don't have to spend all this time correcting you. Well, at the end of the first week, the off-task behavior had dropped to 2,000. 50% improvement because kids were controlling each other. I went there before Christmas, the week before Christmas, which is usually a bad week. The number of times they had to correct kids was 762, a drop of 79%.
Wow.
So, in effect, the teachers had 3,221 more positive interactions with kids instead of negative ones because they didn't have to correct them. Now, you say, how can that work? Well, let me ask you this. You know the impact of a peer group on kids' behavior, right?
You bet.
If they get in the wrong peer group, you're in trouble, aren't you?
Of course you are.
Because the kids control each other's behavior. They are masters at it. But in public schools, we have not given them control. We have not asked them to control each other's behavior. So I've coined a phrase here. It's called how to give control without giving it up. And that's what all effective leaders do, whether they're teachers, principals, or parents, or what have you. It's one of life's five basic needs. How do you feel when you're not in control?
Obviously somewhat insecure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of your basic needs. It's one of five basic needs that people, all people have, whether they're students, teachers, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
The need to be in control is a basic need. But these kids go to school and have no control. They are told what they have to do. The rules are set. They're told what to study or they don't get the grade. They have very little control over what happens. So they rebel and act out.
That's a very, very interesting philosophy. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind, a very interesting philosophy, and I have a fair amount of experience because my wife was an educator for over 30 years. I've got a fair amount of experience, as you know, in this particular realm. What I want to get into, we're going to take a real quick break here, but what I want to get into, Dr. Bulak, in the next segment is I want to talk a little bit about, number one, the lack of control, which you're talking about. I want to talk about the plausibility of giving more control to kids carte blanche, okay, because I think that there is a major difference among schools in the United States. I think there's a major difference between a school, for example, in rural Ohio as opposed to a school in a metropolitan area in either any of our states, and the two that come to mind right now, of course, would be, let's talk about metropolitan Michigan, let's talk about metropolitan New York. I wonder about giving control there, but I also want to discuss in the second hour a little bit about what we could, number one, what needs to happen in public education by the system itself, by the federal government, the state governments, etc., to make this thing work, because I am of the belief that public education in the United States right now is at a level where, not in all cases, but in some cases, it's really hurting our country. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back with Dr. Creek Bulak.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Continuing my discussion with Dr. Creet Bulak, former school superintendent, now an author. I want to stress his book is very, very interesting, Breeding a Culture of High-Performance Schools. You know, off the air, Creet and I were talking about, we've kind of enlarged the subject from the school system to the subject of an effective society, because, you know, a society is very, very similar to a school classroom, which is obviously, you know, very similar to a larger school, similar to a school district. And what I really like about what Creet is saying here is he is saying, you know what, students are human beings, and for the most part, you know, they're pretty bright and they're pretty caring, but they have to be allowed to do certain things to make their society, i.e. the classroom, work effectively. I would maintain that this philosophy can be enlarged to say, for our country to work effectively, people have to have more control. Creet, you agree or disagree?
Well, the Tea Party, that's why the Tea Party is formed.
Yeah.
They feel like government is too controlling.
Right.
Obamacare. A lot of people don't like it because it's taking control. It is making you get insurance. It's going to dictate a lot of your health problems. And Obama himself is coming across as a very controlling.
Yes, he is.
Narcissistic, self-serving person.
That's right.
And people are, the more you try to control someone, the more they're going to go in the opposite direction, because having control is a one of life's five basic needs.
Yeah.
Which I describe how to create a school environment where the five basic needs of all people are met.
Right. Do you think I'm way off base when I say that there is a very, very strong parallel between a classroom and society in general? Am I nuts when I say that?
You're right on target.
Okay, let's talk about your five methods.
Well, having control over what happens to you is very important to people. When people have control, they feel good.
Right.
Do not have control, they feel rotten. Being alive and wanting to live is also a basic need. Being happy is also a basic need. If you're alive and you're happy and you have control, you have three of life's five basic needs. And that's a pretty good feeling right there.
That's a very good feeling right there.
If you add caring, if you know people around you care about you and you have control and you're happy and you're alive, man, you are really in good shape now.
There you go.
But what if you woke up one day and realized that nobody cared about you? Nobody.
Pretty frightening.
You would feel like, why is life worth living? Nobody cares about me. You know, so end it.
Yep.
Now, there's a fifth basic need. Rick Warren, Dr. Mehmet Oz, both agree that life without purpose is no life at all.
Correct.
So, now, how many kids go to school and their only reason for going to school is because they have to?
I'll bet you we got 50% anyway.
Yeah, you've got 50% of the kids going to school who have no clue as to what their purpose in life is. Furthermore, 50% of these kids, and I have the data to prove it, believe teachers don't care about them.
Isn't that interesting?
And the other kids don't care about them. And they have no control.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of motivation does that kid have? No control, nobody cares, and no purpose.
Not much.
That's why our test scores are so low. We have not created schools where these five basic needs are being met. And furthermore, a lot of these same needs are not being met by the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Despite that, we have outstanding teachers, and we have some outstanding students. But it's the 50% who are unmotivated in no way, shape, or form that are dragging everybody else down. And that's why parochial schools tend to be somewhat better, because the parents care.
Yeah.
The kids go there with a purpose. They know they've got to get good grades or the parents are going to come after them. They know their education is being paid for. But anyway, I'm on my soapbox here.
You know, you're on your soapbox, Cleet, but I have to tell you, I'm on that same soapbox that you're in. And what I'm finding incredibly interesting about chatting with you is that you're talking specifically in your book about the educational system, but anybody who really stops and thinks about what you were saying realizes that this is true in terms of society in general. You know, you made some interesting comments about the administration earlier, and I have to tell you, I am firmly convinced that that is the administration's biggest shortfall. There seems to be a bit of a dictatorial aspect to this particular administration. And, you know, whether you're a supporter of the administration or not, I think you have to admit that that's in there. We're not talking politics, however. We're talking education. I want you to do me a favor. What do you think needs to be done, and what is the plausibility of that actually happening, of education in the United States improving?
Well, giving kids control and reducing the amount of time wasted for discipline is phase one of my book. That's
okay.
Chapter one.
Yep.
Chapter two describes phase two. And this is very critical, not just for school board members, principals, and teachers, but also for our president and anyone else who is a leader. You need to come across as a servant.
Correct.
As opposed to self-serving. You know, when Obama flies over to Hawaii instead of going to Camp David and sends his daughter down to Mexico with all kinds of security guards, this guy is coming across as self-serving. He's not coming across as a servant to the people.
Right.
Now, most schools, if you were to ask a principal, are you a servant or are you self-serving? They would say, well, I'm a servant.
Right.
If you asked a teacher, are you here to serve the needs of the kids or are you here to serve yourself needs? And they would say, oh, no, I'm here to serve the needs of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I interviewed teachers in every school district in the state of West Virginia. I got that contract in 2002 to do that. And I interviewed kids, and I'd say, what do you like about your schools? And they would say, the teachers. I'd say, what don't you like about your schools? And they'd say, the teachers. I'd say, well, what do you mean? Huh? They said, well, some of the teachers really care. But the others, all they care about is their paycheck and when they're going to retire. They don't care about us. That's a sad indictment, isn't it?
That's a very sad indictment.
So I describe, how do you come across as a servant? Because a lot of people are servant oriented, but they don't come across that way.
Yeah.
I'll give you one simple technique for coming across as a servant. You go to the kids and you say, Mr. So-and-so is a good teacher because. Complete that sentence as many times as you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the second sentence and you say, Mr. Teacher would be a better teacher if. Complete that sentence as many times as you want. Well, what are you doing there? You're telling the kids, hey, I'm listening to you. I care what you think. I want to be a better teacher. I am open. I trust you. I'm willing to take the risk to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming across as, I am here to serve your needs. Now, the next thing I do is I go to the kids and I say, what kind of rules do you want me to enforce in your classroom? Here's 3 3x5 cards, right? One rule on each card.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the kids to establish the rules. And right. There again, you're there to serve their needs.
Right.
And when a rule is violated, whose rules are they violating?
Right.
Their own. So I have a number of techniques that people can use to come across as a servant that most teachers do not use.
You know, it's sounding a little bit, and I know you don't mean it this way, but it's sounding a little bit like that's a way to control people. But I don't think, I want to stress to the listeners out there, that is not what Dr. Bulak means at all. It's my understanding what Dr. Bulak is talking about here, and I think this is very, very germane to what's happening in our country and other countries right now, is you have to give people control of their own destiny. You have to, as an effective leader, you simply have to be an effective servant. You know, your comment about flying to Hawaii instead of going to Camp David, I think is very, very apropos. I couldn't agree more with those comments. I want to suggest to you folks out there, take a look at this book, Breeding a Culture of High Performance Schools, and realize one thing. Dr. Bulak is talking about schools specifically, but this argument is very, very apropos for the United States in general. Dr. Bulak, thank you so much, sir.
I appreciate it. Enjoy it.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.